The American Institutes for Research says between 2003 and 2008, local and federal governments spent more than $9 billion on students who only finished their first year at a four-year institution. Wisconsin state expenditures come to nearly $141 million, which is $20 million above the national average. The report's authors say they want to highlight the costs of first-year dropouts to states, to alert policymakers, and hold colleges and universities accountable. But UW System spokesman David Giroux says the report's flawed.
They're jumping to the conclusion that once somebody steps out of college, they never come back.
Giroux says retention is an important issue, particularly with minority groups and low-income students. But he says many students return or get degrees elsewhere. Giroux says the UW System student retention rate is good.
About 8 out of every 10 freshmen who come to a UW System school stay and come back for their sophomore year. An additional 5% come back at a different university. So 85% of our incoming freshmen are coming back for their sophomore year somewhere within the UW system.
The report shows Wisconsin losing less money than 21 other states. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.